Hello? Present in this room for the recording of the interview are myself, Detective Inspector Stamford, and also Sergeant Dixon of Balls Green.
Ta-da! Hello, this is me.
Stop that. Now, can you confirm for the tape that you are, in fact, Mr. Anthony Gladstone Roberts of Colchester Arts Centre? I beg your pardon?
Oh, it's definitely him. Oh, I just want to say I am so happy to meet you, Anthony. I've heard so much about
Stop
you.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Mr. Roberts, you are here today on suspicion of having, on numerous occasions, at the aforementioned Colchester Arts Centre, uttered verbal displays of alleged humour in which words were used within a specific and well-defined narrative structure to make people laugh. But in doing so, that you did inflict terrible, some would say criminal, puns and unacceptable dad jokes on innocent bystanders. Would you care to explain? Oh, really? Well then, let's take a look, shall we? On Monday last, you did state that 5,000 hares had escaped from Colchester Zoo and police were now combing the area. On Tuesday, you boasted that 1,000 dogs were stolen from a Colchester pet shop and that the police had no leads.
That's hilarious.
Be quiet.
Sorry.
On Wednesday, you told an audience that one of my detectives had been watching suspects from inside one of Colchester's top restaurants. You went on to claim it was his favourite stakeout. So you say, but we have sworn affidavits. Then, on Thursday, you wrote on Facebook that the drummer from your band had joined Colchester Police and was now pounding the beat. Will you please stop it? And turn off that sinister drone. And on Friday, you announced that a man had been arrested at the farmer's market for disturbing the peace.
That's terrible.
Well, Mr. Anthony Roberts, what do you have to say for yourself? Dixon?
Well, he was very realistic.
Welcome to the Colchester Arts Centre podcast, and this is episode 5, the Interrogation Podcast.
Hello. Now, I'm from the Arts Centre. We're shut. No one's coming in. So, if you can't come to us, then we bring the art to you.
One, two, three, four.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze.
Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line.
Along the margin of a bay, 10,000 saw I at a glance,
tossing their heads in sprightly dance.
The waves beside them danced, but they
outdid the sparkling waves in glee.
A poet could not but be gay.
It's such a jocund company.
I gazed and gazed, but little thought
what wealth the show to me had brought. for oft when on my couch I lie.
In vacant or in pensive mood.
They flash upon that inward eye.
Which is the bliss of solitude.
And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with those daffodils.
This is John Smith, whose appearance at Colchester Arts Centre has been rescheduled to March 2021.
When I met her, she was just engaged. I was only 23. She left right when I said hello. I pursued her in my dreams. And when I found the courage for to speak more than a word, she was dressed in green and wild as night, all like a hummingbird.
Tillico Lake. In this high place, it is as simple as this. Leave everything you know behind. Step toward the cold surface, say the old prayer of rough love, and open both arms. Those who come with empty hands will stare into the lake astonished. There, in the cold light, reflecting pure snow, the true shape of your own face.
Colchester Arts Centre. Probably the best arts centre in the world.
My name is Chris Moore and I am the front of house manager at Colchester Arts Centre.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
What my job involves is looking after the events that we have, so being there on the night and overseeing everything. I look after the bar, make sure that is stocked and staffed, and I also oversee the volunteer scheme.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
What makes the Colchester Arts Centre so unique and special and popular with people here in the northeast of Essex? One, it is an extremely lovely building and a sort of unconventional place for a performance space, like an old church. And it's a really diverse programme of events with some more populist stuff mixed in with real niche risk-taking stuff.
Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side, and the colored girls go do 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 do.
I hope all of this stuff will make people reassess what's important a little bit, realize that they can do fine with less. So I would hope it would change people's thoughts about lifestyle and consumerism, but mainly I hope it would mean that people have a real sharp look now at the people that are in charge and realise that there is a direct correlation between how they vote and how a country deals with a public health crisis like the one we're going through at the moment.
All right.
Huh. If I could pick anyone in the world to appear at the Arts Centre, it would have to be a darts exhibition match with me and BDO legend Martin Wolfie Adams.
In nine dawn air style, first pop, treble 19, double 12! Yeah!
Sort of a running joke between me and Anthony, the director, that Mr. Methane, who is a professional flatulist performing at one of our variety nights, was the creative highlight for me. But if I'm allowed to be a little bit wet, it genuinely, the highlight is working with all the staff and volunteers. They are a lovely bunch of people, and it's nice that the Arts Centre is a place of community and friends, as well as a place to work. Just looking forward to being able to reopen soon. Thanks.
There aren't many parts for girls in the school nativity play, unless you count sheep and cows. The story well known, the characters instantly forgettable unless they dropped something. So could you blame me for going for the costume? With their diaphanous white gowns, gold tinsel halos, and delicate crepe-feathered wings, angels were the ultimate in infant glamour. I auditioned for angels every year. Chances were, no lines to learn either, as only one angel spoke, and she had one line. But it wasn't to be. Ever. Angels don't have dark hair, they said bluntly. So I settled for Mary. Crushing.
Otherwise known as the Tiger King, the gay gun cane redneck with a mullet.
Yeah, the tiger.